This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The fight has been fierce for cities angling to host Amazon's second headquarters. The so-called HQ2 offers a potential bounty of benefits for the winner, and Dallas and Austin are the only two locations in Texas that remain in the race. Emma Platoff has been covering the competition for the Texas Tribune, and she's here to talk about the state's chances. Emma Platoff, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Cities across the country appear to have thrown in everything, including the kitchen sink, to motivate Amazon to move to the region. So what exactly does Amazon offer to justify this kind of competition?
Well, so Amazon has promised to invest $5 billion as a capital investment. So that's just to build the facility. And to look at the example of the company's first headquarters, obviously in Seattle, they've seen a return into the city's economy of about $1.40 for every dollar that they poured into capital investments there. So I think that's what cities across the country and even one in Canada are sort of counting on when they're courting this tech giant. The other big piece of it, of course, is they've promised 50,000 jobs at that location.
There has to be some negatives for this bidding process. I mean, offhand, I can think of housing prices going up if Amazon moves to town, the potential for more gentrification, increased traffic. You know, what other downsides could communities face from this kind of buildup?
I think in general, people are worried about price increases. I saw one story actually saying that Amazon headquarters can decrease dating chances for women in a city. So, you know, depending on what governments think of that as a concern. But I think housing prices, transportation, you know, traffic is a big concern.
One might think a city with the largest financial package or tax break usually seals this kind of deal. But you report it won't be flashy incentives that win this for Texas specifically. Why do you say that?
I spoke to an expert who actually studies just this kind of sort of economic development deal, and he said to me that in less than a third of cases, usually these financial incentives prove pivotal to a company's decision. Generally, companies are looking at harder to change factors about a place that sort of edge it towards choosing a final site. Factors that are more like quality of life, transportation in the region, these kinds of things that aren't as easy for, you know, local officials to offer up.
Governor Greg Abbott said recently the state won't give away the farm with its bid. What does he mean by that? Because hasn't Texas been traditionally generous when it comes to wooing new business?
Definitely. Texas is, you know, very proud of its business-friendly reputation, but I think this is just kind of an unprecedented public bidding war. We've seen offers as big as $7 billion from New Jersey, and I think Abbott's point is that, you know, Texas will step up. There will be some financial incentives, probably in the range of a couple hundred million. But his argument is that there are so many built-in advantages, is how he put it, in Texas that the state doesn't need to put up these sort of big-ticket offers as much as places like New Jersey might need to.
So the finalists include Austin and Dallas, but there's no official mention of Fort Worth, even though it was part of a North Texas regional bid. Do we know anything about whether Fort Worth is still in the running?
Yeah, we know that the bid included city site possibilities in more than two dozen locations in that area. So I think based on my reporting that Fort Worth definitely still is in the running. I think they're just using Dallas as kind of an umbrella name for the North Texas region.
What kind of advantages does Texas have over other states?
The big one that the governor mentions is workforce. You know, obviously there are several large and well-ranked universities in both Dallas and Austin. Texas is one of three states that Amazon is still considering for this HQ2 location that don't have a statewide income tax. So, you know, that can be a big thing when you're looking at 50,000 employees. And in general, this kind of nebulous term of being a business-friendly state. One expert put it to me as, you know, company leaders don't have to worry about the state legislature passing undue regulations or the kind of thing that can worry CEOs.
Is there anything about Texas that might turn Amazon away?
One thing that people are pointing out is the state's socially conservative policies. Obviously, last year, one of the big debates at the state legislature was over the so-called bathroom bill, which would have restricted transgender Texans' use of certain public facilities. Amazon was one of dozens of companies that came out against that bill, which did not end up passing. But, you know, some people think it could come back in 2019. And that's something that big tech companies that generally have inclusive policies that prioritize diversity, that's something that companies like Amazon could be worried about.
Emma Platoff is a reporter with the Texas Tribune. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much.